Let's sing number 44, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Our hymnals, number 44.
Thank you.
Praise God. Today's a good day to praise the Lord, and it's a good day to praise Him all day long.
Glory.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing that first verse again. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him as we sing. Today, that's our choice. We don't praise Him because we feel like praising Him. We praise Him because He's worthy. And so, they put the right words to the right timing so that you have to sing, I will praise Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is worthy. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that it's our privilege to praise You. It's this honor to have all His saints. And Lord, we thank You. Thank You, Lord, that You've ever opened our hearts and opened our eyes to see how worthy You are. And Lord, we want to acknowledge that today by rendering to You the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us throughout the day to praise You in song, praise You in our hearts, praise You with our voice. Not just here in meeting, Lord, but on the grounds, and as we're in our rooms, and as we're busy about the day's work, Lord, we pray that the praises of God will overflow today. We pray that You'll bless the camp today, Lord. We pray that You'll bless all our gatherings this morning, down in the village, in the cottage. Bless these precious children, Lord. We pray, Lord, that You will help them to praise You along with us, and we pray that as they open their hearts and acknowledge Your goodness, that You will manifest Yourself to them. Lord, we believe for Your work to go forward in every life today. And we pray, Lord, that You will anoint those that will minister, Lord. that there shall be some impartation of your life and grace to those that are listening. Oh God, have your way today in everything. We know that that's a big order, but not for you, Lord. And Jesus, we just want to believe you in every way, big and little, that you will guide, you will rule, you will be glorified. Praise God. We commit this meeting to you this morning, Lord. We don't know all that you have for us, but our hearts are ready to receive from you, Lord. And so, Lord, speak to us this morning in song and testimony through your word. We just pray that you'll help us to see Jesus today, hear him, and respond wholeheartedly. We ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I hope the guitar isn't a distraction to you. It shouldn't be. You know, we have to look beyond all these things and be able to see and hear the Lord. My dad, he tells me that his preacher is rather demonstrative. Very loud when he preaches, and sometimes that's hard to look past. Some people like that very much, and that gets their attention, keeps them on the edge of their seats. Other people are distracted by that, right? And the best thing, of course, we're taught is to listen for the Lord, whether it's loud or whether it's quiet. Some people like preachers that jump around and preach hellfire and brimstone. That's the only way they get a blessing. And if somebody gets up and just talks quietly from their hearts, there wasn't much of that meeting today. Well, it's better to just say, Lord, help me to hear you. And look beyond the vessel, Lord, and help me to hear your voice. Praise God. Then, whether the preacher preaches loud or quietly, excited or softly, you can still hear the Lord, and you can still take something home with you that will help you to love him more and serve him better. Praise God. There's quite a variety at camp. You notice that. The ministers and then the people that testify. What a variety. I like that. Years ago, when I was down in Fredericksburg, Virginia, that was the first church that I helped in after living at camp. I had been under Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline's ministry for about 2.5 years, pretty solidly living here with them. And I thought all the ministers in our fellowship were like the Gardners. And we had a 50th anniversary in Fredericksburg, and 18 ministers came to join us that had ministered in Fredericksburg over the years. And I was in for such an awakening. All godly men and women, all preaching Jesus and pointing us to him. Well, they all had their own styles and personalities, and some were loud and some were quiet. Some were longer and some were shorter. I'm not talking about their height. But I found out that, you know, Jesus has so many different vessels, and it's good that we don't all try to be like the Gardeners or try to be like Hans Wolfogel, whom I never met, but I could copy his tapes if I listened to them enough. We have to just let the Lord use us as he chooses, and we have to learn to listen for the Lord. Praise God. And I'm glad that's been emphasized to us. Look beyond the vessel. Listen for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, that helps the preacher, too. When he doesn't feel like you're sizing him up, like Brother Paul said the other day, sometimes I go to minister in a church where I don't know the people, and you kind of feel like they're all kind of thinking, what's this fella going to come up with? Mm-hmm. You feel that. And you don't really come up with very much. But when they get their eyes on Jesus, and you can feel that in the meeting, that they're really listening for the Lord. It's not so concerned about who you are, but they want to hear from Jesus. You know, that draws the Word of God right out of you. And so you can get more out of your preacher, and no matter how he ministers or she ministers, if you really go to hear the Lord and pray, Lord, speak to me this morning. Speak to my heart. Help me to understand what you're wanting to say to me. And God will speak. He'll never disappoint you when you really come with a heart prepared like that. Praise God. Now we're singing verse 4, number 50. Let's continue on, okay?
Thank you.
let someone pray. For our brother Jim Schultheis and his son Jonathan and the church there in Keensburg, God will manifest himself today. Show us his glory today.
I just want to lift Brother Jim, Lord, and Brother Jonathan to you, God, and just pray, God, that you would come to them, Lord, you would touch Brother Jim, Lord, God, with your blood, Lord Jesus, with your life, Lord, and just I pray that it would be a major, major improvement that we would see at the end of the week, Lord, and I pray, Lord, and in the in-between time, Lord, that you would help Jonathan, Lord Jesus, that you would do everything through him, Lord, that he would be able to rest in you, Lord Jesus, and to get everything that he needs to get done, Lord. And I just pray for your highest, holiest, perfect appointed will, Lord, over the whole situation, Lord, and that no one that came to you, Lord Jesus, you always healed them every single time. There's not one event in the Bible where you did not heal them physically, Lord Jesus. And touch their body and their life, Lord. And I pray, Lord, you would do it again, Lord, in this situation. For your great name's sake, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
Thank you.
Lord.